Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. On tonight.
Oh, baby. Holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on.
Hello, everyone, and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 187 and counting. I want to welcome everyone tonight. You're going to be listening to another great show. I have all, you know, amazing guests standing up for what they believe in for these animals, and a big standing ovation to everyone that does, because they don't have a voice out there to fight for themselves or defend themselves. They can't call the police and make a report. We have to do it for them. So please, everyone, if you see any type of animal abuse, neglect, cruelty, torture, please contact the local police and do something, because you can help save a life or lives. You know, don't put them in harm's way. And that also goes out to the children out there that are getting neglected and abused and, you know, just mistreated, and also the elderly. Please step into their shoes or paws and do something and take that action, because they are relying on us. They, you know, they deserve to be all treated with dignity and respect throughout. And that's speaking out for all animals out there that's out there, and some are suffering, and, you know, every day or every minute, or, you know, the time keeps going. It doesn't stop. So if we can do something and make their life better, it's safer. You know, prevention is the key. So I hope everybody enjoys the show. I just want to go over a couple things here. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. And I am, you know, I stand up for all animals out there, and, you know, education, awareness, prevention, you know, trying to tell everybody, hey, take action, call your state legislators and make a difference, you know, help make a difference. You know, if there's just a handful of people just spinning our wheels, but if there is a peaceful army, we got some changes getting made. And the faster we all come together and do this, you know, the faster changes will be made. So, you know, do your part or whatever it takes on social media. You know, on Facebook alone is over 1.8 million or a billion members. So, you know, press that share button. That like button doesn't give any justice. You know, it goes through the news feed. Next two people might not be interested, but the next three might. You know, don't, you know, hide back and say, no, I'm not sharing that on social media. Yes, please do, because it's so, so very important. I wanted to give a big shout out here to some major pages on Facebook that's helping me share these shows every Thursday and show my appreciation. We've got Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason and Holly Smith. Thanks for all you do. And everyone on, if you could go by, if you haven't already yet, press like and see how, you know, how you can help out on their Facebook pages. Voices Caring for Animals Support Group. I'm one of the admins, and a lot of admins on there helping me out. That's a group, so I asked to join. The Paul's Call Show, they help me out every week, and I'm one of the admins on there too. fans of animal rights. That's Arlene. Thank you, Arlene, for, you know, all you're doing also. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman. Thank you so much. And all your, you know, all of us together as a team. And it takes teamwork to see any victories. Voice for Animals on Facebook. A Voice for Animals Twitter. Sean Waters. We got the Paws Across America Advocacy website, who's got the show promoting on their website. Thank you, Cecilia Maida and her whole staff. And Deb Potavano, I wonder, she's listening tonight. Hey, Animal Warrior sister, thank you so much for all your what you do and out there sharing on and risking getting in jail all the time, Facebook jail. So please stay out of Facebook jail and, you know, go slower or something. But I love you, Animal Warrior sister, and keep up the great work and prayers to you on your medical health, you know, medical conditions. Miracles do happen, so just keep praying. And I want to go ahead and get this show started. This call-in number is area code 310-982-4270. We will be taking calls. Press 1 and let me know in the queue that you want to speak, and we will go from there, okay? So please try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on board. The it's the same number every week. The website where this show is promoted, and there's, it'll say upcoming broadcast. You can follow this show, and they're all archived every Thursday, recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaringforanimals. So you'll see them lined up, the links and everything. So check them out on the left side of the screen. You can share to other social media icons. You know, the media icons is press, Facebook, Twitter. You know, you can copy, you can email it, and the cross is all of them. WordPress, StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, this is, list is huge. So everyone, please do your part. And if you want the state legislator's number, is area code 202-224-3121. They'll be back next after Labor Day weekend. So you can, you know, email them, call them, you know, write them a letter, set an appointment with them, you know, sign petitions, whatever it takes, because every effort counts, everybody. So please do your part. Teamwork rocks and teamwork wins. We're going to be rocking the airways again for the animals and rocking the animals' world, because they deserve to be treated fairly and live a comfortable life, because we're all on this earth temporarily. I wanted to give my mother, she's listening tonight, Pat. Thank you, mother or mom. I love you, and you're beautiful inside and out, and thanks for listening in tonight. And if you want to call in, go ahead, just push the 1. But thanks for all you do and standing beside me, you know, through my whole life. But I'm going to get this show started. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, Marty Oakley, a news paper online. So you can share at the bottom of that article. And also you can follow the PPJ Gazette, because she has a lot of shows going during the week and some important topics. And she helped me get this show together. Thank you, Marty Oakley. On the right side of the column, you can press, you know, the follow, and it will be delivered to your email every time there's a new broadcast coming up. And also on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow. So I'm just trying to give everybody some tips on how to, you know, get more involved. You know, tell your family, your loved ones, your brothers, your sisters, your, you know, daughters, sons, neighbors, coworkers. Hey, the more voices, the better. And we team up, and that teamwork goes a long way. So what I want to do is go ahead and one of our guests, this is Jennifer. She's been on the show many times, and she is awesome also. Jennifer Canady, and she's an anti-chain campaign director at Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign. And we're going to bring her first, and then we'll bring on her second guest, and we'll go from there. But I wanted to bring on Paws Across America Advocacy, Jackie, first, to give us some information on this rally that's coming up across America. Jackie, you're live and on the air. Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio. How are you this evening?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate it. I'm wanting to make sure that we let it be known out there nationwide that the date's almost here, September 22nd. We'll be having our semi-annual Paws Across America Advocacy rallies in each state, all 50 states. I'd also like to put a shout out there. If you're interested in getting involved in your state, we can sure use some team leaders motivated to help us help the dogs and cats and all the animals in the shelters. If you are wondering if you there's a need in a state, you know, pull up our website and go to contacts, and you'll see me on there. There's other administrators too, but feel free to send me a message, and I'll sure help you get involved. Our website is www.pawsacrossamericaadvocacy.com. And also on that page is link to our founder, Cecilia Mader, has a very serious kidney failure issue from PKD disease, and she is undergoing some procedures to try to get a dialysis going to buy her some time. She needs 20% of the fund raised in cash for the procedure because she doesn't have a supplemental plan. She doesn't have a supplemental plan, just plain and simple, because of her pre-existing condition. The premiums are extremely high, and she just has never been able to afford that premium. We've got a GoFund up trying to raise funds for this. She's right now about $24,000 short, and her kidneys are shutting down, and so is her liver. So please, 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 $5, you know, anything you can spare, share it with everybody and anyone. If you know a philanthropist, please share it with them. It is on our main Facebook page. You'll see a picture of her laying in a hospital bed. All you have to do is click on that picture, and it takes you to the site. There is a link to donate through PayPal or GoFund. Either way, you know, if you have one preference over another, you can do that. And I guess that's my, you know, that's my main spiel for today. Just, you know, get involved, help. Help with animals, help with Cecilia. She's devoted her whole life to helping animals, and it's time to give a little back to her.
It's time to fight for her.
We've reached almost $3,600, and it's stalled. So we really need contributors.
Yes, and also pass it through your, and I'll do that again, Jackie, is pass it through my social media sites. I'm on pages and groups, you know, to keep it going, because not everybody's on Facebook at the same time of days or any other social media. And prayers are going out to Cecilia Mader. And Cecilia, she had...
Yeah, she's in the doctor's office now with some more complications. So it's really getting frightening. We really need to step it up.
Yes. And, you know, just share it wherever, you know, every social media out there, $5, $10, every bit helps. You know,
it sure does. Yeah.
Life. And now we got to fight for her life and let her know that we care. You know,
so oh, yeah.
If you care, please share. You know, her life, her health is failing. The founder of Paws Across America Advocacy. And she's been on the show several times. And also Paws Across America, also Jackie and Donna Quinn and Christina Anderson. I mean, they just, you know, they're out there fighting hard and trying to get the word out. We don't want to see everybody just turning their heads or ignoring these problems, because they do exist. And if we don't take action, then guess what? It just, the problems worsen. We don't want to hear, I'm sorry that happened. No, I'm sorry. Pick up that phone or write that email, 202-224-3121. You know, put your zip code in, press 1 for senator, press 2 for representative. Don't be afraid of them. You know, just be professional and polite and you'll get a lot farther. Because being silent, Jackie, it's terrible. It's, you know, you don't feel
nowhere.
You could
talk. It's so frustrating because so many people want to, you know, get on their computers and, you know, share and tag and pledge to the animals to try to save them. And it's literally like trying to empty the ocean with a teaspoon. We've got to get these lawmakers on board. We've got to make changes. This won't happen without changes. You know, we kill 90,000 animals a day in shelters. And it's
sad.
Really sad.
That is terrible. And they don't have a chance. They can't put themselves on social media. They can't speak out and say, I need help. My life is only one day, you know, it's going to end in one day.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve.
Yeah. And
it's not
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not something that they choose to do. They're almost all, you know, there's a maybe 5% are sickly and, you know, are being kindly, quote, euthanized. The rest are healthy, adoptable animals. It's just sad. And
it
just has to change. It has to change.
Yes, it does. And we are the change. You know, nobody can, you know, human beings are the roots to all problems. It's not the animals. It's humans.
Mm-hmm.
We recruit more people out there to take the, because there is millions and millions of people in the United States. You know, they blame it on society. We are society, you know. So
please spread
that word. Do something. We need more compassion in this world, kindness, you know, respect, dignity. And that's towards each other also, you know, humans versus humans. You know, you see a lot of mean stuff out there. It's not a pretty picture. So with these animals,
we have a lot of brutality.
Yes, we do, and it's terrible. You see that news, and it's mind blowing. I mean, what is going on out there? It seems like, wow, are we in a nightmare or something? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Really?
2018. You know what's happening?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But anyway, Jackie,
supposedly the best country in the world, right?
Yeah. Or should we call America the beautiful or America the beautiful / ugly? Because I think that
America.
It's the humans inside it. you know, you can't, you know, it takes all of us as a peaceful army to get changes made. Because you look at how many issues there are, and we are overwhelmed with them. I could tell by this show.
Oh,
you know, it's unbelievable how much stuff's going on. You know, these animals.
Yeah,
these,
it really
these,
is.
You know, and we're all on this earth temporarily. You know, got to make the best of it. You know, look at the. I stand up for the elderly too. There, you should see the issues on that one. Elder abuse.
Oh, it is disgusting.
And we're all going to become the elder if God's willing, you know. So,
and they don't treat them any better than
Jackie.
They treat the animals. It's sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. And but anyway, you could stay on air. I'm going to bring Jennifer on, and she's been a guest many times. And she did the logo for me, the Animal Advocates Radio, and several other ones, and they're beautiful.
She's great at that.
Oh, that's good. And Jennifer, you are live and on the air. How are you this evening? And we're going to rock the airways, Animal Warrior Sister. What's happening?
Well, good afternoon. Hi, everyone. Hi, ladies. It's a pleasure to be back. It's feeling like home. I'm here, so you know, I'm like hanging out so much. And thanks for that info, Jackie. And we're going to continue sending prayers for Cecilia, and we really hope that gets somewhere because, with Paws Across America, we're trying to get different leaders in different groups and hoping to find somebody here in California because I'm doing the different things with the training and stuff, so it's a little harder to devote as much time to get the rallies going to encourage people to vote animal friendly only because, I mean, how do laws change? How do they improve? It's through our politicians because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't stand politics, but politics is really the core of fighting and combating the animal abuse. Education, legislation, and then there's application. So you have to really work at them all simultaneously to achieve the maximum results. So,
And this is probably one of the biggest midterms.
Oh, go ahead.
This is probably one of the biggest midterms in our lifetime. It's a really, really crucial one.
Yeah, so we really
need to get out there and vote.
Do your homework. We have to do our research. I'm currently endorsing a congresswoman who I met in person, and I'm hoping to I'm planning on doing an endorsement letter, and have been canvassing, helping out with her because she face-to-face, I'm talking to her and meeting her, she has agreed to sit down actually and look over this anti-chain campaign personally, it sounds like. And so I'm definitely working to get her name out there, because our previous representative congressperson in our district has done just about zero for our animals. Any animal welfare issues come up, and it basically crickets. That's about all you hear from him. So we need somebody new in office.
No, it's not.
And that's why it's like, you have to get in there and constantly, relentlessly reach out and basically police the politicians. I mean, you got to make sure they know, what we the people want. And if you want better welfare for your animals, you have to really get in there and not let up at all. So, so I'm very excited to be helping her out, and looking forward to, once elected, to getting her, because Congress is, of course, federal. So as we're working this national campaign, once she's in, she's going to be one of the first people that we want to sit down with and start discussing fighting against chaining nationally. So so I'm very keen on helping her in that corner. And very excited. I mentioned briefly on the other Paws Across America podcast that super excited to be joining the awesome anti-dog fighting campaign worldwide. Great organization, a lot of very passionate, motivated advocates, and it really feels great to be part of a team like that. We founded in 2011, so they've got quite a few good years under their belt fighting against. Started with a very injured puppy that didn't make it. Our founder discovered and was so motivated, she started the organization. And being new, I'm learning more and more as we go along. But they have been adding more and more divisions to the anti-dog fighting campaign, which includes myself. So I'm very honored to be a part of the team. And because with dog fighting and chaining a dog, they really sadly go finger and thumb. The majority of these fighters, you see them on these logging chains. And so, if we can help to eliminate so much chaining that's generally accepted by the public, it's going to be much easier to spot the actual dog fighters, because generally what ends up happening is with law enforcement, and any of my team members can jump on if I misspeak anything, because there's always so much to learn, with law enforcement, the main way that they generally are able to catch these fighters is that they often have to catch them in the act of fighting the dog to be able to get evidence to build a case against them. So with what we're pushing for is a no unattended tethering ordinance nationwide. So if you make it to where a person has to be with their dog while they're on any type of a tether, because it's not banning tethers completely. When if doggy has to go out and go potty, etc., that's fine. You are with them. But as soon as you walk away, and any number of things can happen. Being a part of gathering data and research, there's no end to the photographs, the videos, of dogs tangled, the embedded collars, dogs frozen solid on people's back porches on chains and tethers. And it just, it doesn't end, because when you're not there and seeing what's going on, pretty much anything can happen to a chained dog. They cannot escape. They are subjected to that spot 24/7. And one of the biggest problems.
I'm sorry. We're picking up some sounds in the background. Is somebody near a speakerphone? Hold on.
I'm not sure.
Static.
I'm on a headset.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
On a headset?
Yes, I'm on a headset. Hopefully that's not what's causing the problem. So we've really been able to take off. It's been great getting this going with the anti-dog fighting campaign. But it's being that we're working on a national level, one of the main pieces, building blocks of the campaign is collecting large mass amounts of data. So we want to be able to take, I'm dreaming of a stack of, if we could get a few thousand, print out a few thousand of these surveys, detailed surveys, which are individuals' accounts all across the country of what they witness often daily, the suffering, the torment that our best friends have to endure day in and day out, and often for a lifetime. And what I say, and not to be morbid, but what's really hard and what it just so upsetting to think about, we as human beings, we generally, and God forbid, and I it's always such a tragedy when somebody takes their own life. These dogs cannot even take their own life to make the pain and suffering stop. They can't even do that. So generally, with unfortunately a lot of these dogs on these chains, death is what is merciful. And that is a terrible way to think about our nation's dogs suffering in that manner in 2018. It just, I can't wrap my brain around it. Why we can have a law like a legal drinking age of 21 that's national, but we can't get our best friends off of chains and ropes like prisoners.
Right.
It makes no sense. It's extremely anti-American. That's the message that I really want to get out there. Because so many, you know, people, where a lot of what's been in the air, well, let's make America great again. Well, one big way we can do that is stop chaining our best friends, you think?
Right.
You know? And so, to me, that image and what we witness, it's extremely anti-American. We went to war to fight for what this country stands for freedom and liberty, and this is not it. This is not it for our dogs. And so we are working. So this survey, we recently put together a promo, that basically explains what the problem is and how we're addressing it, and list the survey. So I want to be able to drop a mass amounts of these surveys on a Congress member's desk and go, look it, our nation has spoken out in large mass amounts of feedback here, and we want better for our dogs. It's time we elevate the precedence of our dogs and raise the standards. We need to really raise the standards. It's absolutely shameful the way these dogs are treated. And it's legal, you know, in so many areas. Fortunately, there's a lot of areas across the country in local, like either cities and counties, that most, like for best case scenario, are ordinances that are and that have passed no unattended tethering laws. And what's awesome is with the research that we've been doing, we have letters from law enforcement, animal control, stating in these areas with where these ordinances have been passed, singing its praises, that it's easy to enforce. You don't need extra officers to enforce this type of law. All it is you could drive by and eyeball it. All you're doing is looking and go, okay, that nobody is with that dog. Hello, there's a problem here. So it's easy to enforce, and it doesn't cost any more funding. If anything, I talked to my animal control chief, and he said if we can get this passed, it would probably actually save us money, because we're not having to pay an officer hours, you know, an hourly wage to stake out a house and go, well, let's see how long this dog has been on this chain or tether. So he told me personally that it would probably save us money if we could get a no unattended tethering law. So I'm actually working with my local animal control chief, and this next month we're going to be presenting to the board of the California Animal Welfare Association a sample ordinance. What I'm going to be working on is, as I see these different ordinances across the country, is what I'm working on trying to grab all the most humane components and put them together into the most clean-cut, precise, detailed piece of legislation we can, so there's no loopholes. Hopefully we can avoid it, because that's often the problem, is there's too many gray areas. I mean, I literally saw one of these laws that said you can't cruelly chain your dog. Okay, can you spell out a few specifics? So when it says something like that, it really ties up animal control's hands, because they're like, well, you know, the person said it's not cruelly chaining your dog. So, you know, you need to have the specifics spelled out. And that's what this survey is doing. So, and I think you said, Debbie, that you have the links to the survey in the promotional, I think
yes,
you said.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes,
so people want to – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the PPJ Gazette online, there's a link to the survey there. And that's www.ppjg.me, or on the promo tonight on the www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. Hit the link, Voices Carry for Animals number 187, and the survey link is on there. So you can
awesome.
Share 24/7. Yes,
thank you.
That's awesome.
Yep. Well, yeah, we're super excited because it already has a little over 3,000 views. We have close to 130 surveys already, so the numbers are growing. They're coming in. I'm hoping to keep this momentum up. Yeah, the survey, if you go to tinyurl.com/ADFC anti-chain survey, and our promo, it's similar. It's tinyurl. I lost my place here. Basically, tinyurl ADFC promo. So if you can look on there and share that, that's going to get our numbers coming in. So we're very excited about that. And we're always looking for volunteers, because what we're trying to do is not only sharing on multimedia, what we're planning on doing is going individually and creating spreadsheets of veterinarians, animal control officers, law enforcement officers, rescues, animal control, like dog trainers, behaviorists, power company, anyone that observes these dogs in their line of work and can see this on a regular basis too. We're hoping to get feedback, particularly professionals that have medical background that can give us and help us spell out specifics on temperature, like what temperature is it dangerous for dogs to be outside? What time, you know, at what temperature should they be brought in? And, of course, that's going to vary between a long-haired, a short-haired dog, things like that. And we're also looking to provide provisions, exceptions, For example, a lot of times with these bills that come along, you will get opposition frequently from the hunting community. And so what we want to do is we want to write exceptions that if they are out actually working and hunting with their animals, you know, with their dogs, that it makes sense if they need to keep their dogs on tethers while they're traveling, roaming, tenting through the woods, you know, in progress, and they're actually working with their dogs, you know, we plan on writing that provision in there. So I'm hoping, you know, we're hoping that this will stave off some of the protests. So it's not like with this campaign, it's a very canine-specific campaign. So we're just aimed at eliminating the long-term suffering. So if you're going out and working with your dogs, great. But when you come home, we don't want to just see them living out the other 300 and some days of the year when you're not hunting on a chain. And it's something similar with our transient community. You know, if they're out there and they don't have a home to be in, that may be the only way that they can keep their pal with them is wherever they are living. Their dog may need to be on a tether, but generally they're going to be with their dog, so it's attended. Their dog's going to be attended. So it's all about the no unattended tethering, and it's very critical that be the aim. And so hopefully, again, opposition won't be like, well, hey, no, we're going to oppose this because, you know, we won't go out here. We're working. Same thing with ranchers or any other working dogs. If they're actually working that and you're with the dog, the dog's with you, great. That's great, you know. But it's all the other days in between where these dogs suffer, and that is what we're working to eliminate. So so hopefully I've gone motor mouth, so pardon me. Please introduce Lisa. I'm sorry.
No,
sorry.
It's all important. And I'm going to bring – you stay on the air, Jennifer. I'm going to bring Lisa Mardell on. And
okay.
Legislative team member. Welcome aboard, Lisa. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fabulous. How are you guys?
Hey,
doing great.
We are doing all right. You know,
thank
we're rocking
you.
The airways again for the animals and the world and the and that's what our goal is. We want to, you know, shake it. We want to stir it up.
You know? Hey, I have no problem doing that.
I know.
Awesome.
I mean, I can start up in 2 minutes. That's all it takes. And I want to especially give Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign Worldwide Organization a big, huge shout out and thank them for help promote
Yay.
This show this evening.
Yay.
And
yes.
thanks for all you
I
do. Everybody go by there and you'll see it and press like and see how you can
yes,
get
please.
Involved. But
great
thank
team.
You, Anti-Dog Fighting Campaign
yes.
Worldwide Organization.
Woo.
Thank you so
yes.
much. Teamwork.
It's an awesome organization.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They help, you know, dog fighting needs to be stopped. I mean, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
these dogs don't have a choice in the matter. They are forced. They can't walk to these rings and get, you know, and then when
no.
they get involved, they're trained. You know, and
mm-hmm.
the people that's watching them, betting on who wins or loses,
terrible.
They need to turn over a new leaf, you know, and put themselves in their paws and turn around and help the animals out and get rid of it. You know, get a better life.
Yeah.
They, you know, that's to me, I've never seen a dog fighting match and I don't intend to. It just,
oh no, I never want
to
see
so mad just seeing horrific photos going through news feed on them or, you
mm.
know, and in social media
yeah.
where, you know, we're trying to help them. But it's like, you know, if you see dog fighting, report it, please, or hear of it. You know, make sure you have your evidence. You can go anonymous. But these dogs need our help. I mean, some of them get so badly injured, their ears torn off, you know, their eyes, some of them
terrible.
Are missing their eyes. Who can enjoy that? That is heartless and cruel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that doesn't. We have to step in their paws and say, wait, we've got to be their voices and put it into this. Because it's sickening. It's disgusting.
Yes.
Why is it that, you know, and it keeps happening in America. Michael Vick, you know, he wasn't alone. He, you know, they
no.
worldwide, you know, attention on this. But it's still going on today. He's just like, you know, unbelievable. So
well,
everyone do the part. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right.
Lisa.
Well, yeah, because, oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No,
no,
this is great.
I just wanted to
it's
really
awesome.
Quick. Yeah, well, I just wanted really quick, you know, and tying that together is that where I was saying chaining is off is almost always associated with dogfighting. And so what I tell people is, like, if we can get a ban on chaining, you're basically, in a sense, helping to clean up your neighborhood. Because dogfighting often promotes drug dealing and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sex trafficking and theft and you name it, the whole gamut. So if you have that going on, if you can help eliminate chaining, it helps to take away one of those components, one of the pieces to the puzzle to help crack down on this type of, you know, sorry, low-life actions. To help people in clean up their neighborhood. So it's not
mm-hmm.
just looking at the chain. It's a bigger picture. So there you go. So let's clean up our neighborhoods, America.
That's right. Get involved. We need more
sorry,
unity
ahead,
in the community.
Yes.
More unity
well,
in the community.
I wanted to say.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I wanted to say really quickly about Jennifer was talking about the chaining and, you know, leaving the dogs unattended to, and I see a lot of this, a lot of stories like this go on Facebook where the dog was left outside chained to something and some mean people came up and either shot it or, you know, threw rocks at it or whatever they do, and the dog can't run away from that.
Right.
You know, they're just there and you know, it what a horrible thing.
And because with that, it's with the dogs, it's often fight or flight. And I mean, I've talked to nurses. There's one nurse in Georgia, and she said that the majority of the injured children that came in, the dog bites that she attended to, were from a chained dog. And too
mm-hmm.
often, these dogs get the blame and they get euthanized, but it's not their fault. You know, it's like
right.
it's they're put on a chain. So fight or flight. If anyone comes in that little circle that they're subjected to
right.
live in, they can't flee. So they're forced to defend whatever small space. And so it's a big safety and health issue in getting these
mm-hmm.
dogs off the chains. And that's what we want to convey to legislators. It's like our kids are dying. They're becoming maimed,
mm-hmm.
and they're dying in this country from dogs being left on chains. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, too, kind of along that line is, you know, letting your kids, your toddler, whatever, climb all over your dog, pull your dog's ears, you know, stuff like that. Any
yeah.
dog is going to snap at some point. And so I think it's really, really important to make sure that you're teaching your child respect for the animal.
Absolutely.
And, you know, any animal. But back to the dog fighting thing, I happen to have a pit bull who was used as a bait dog, and we rescued him off the
Aww.
Side of the road 5 years ago,
Aww.
And I love him more than anything in the world. Don't tell my
Aww.
Boyfriend, but I do. he is the love of my life.
Aww. Thank you for saving
you know?
Him.
Oh,
yeah, that's awesome.
Definitely my pleasure. But he, because of the way he was, his first year of life went, he's very dog reactive. So I have to be really careful where he goes, you know, around. And, you know, if he barks at somebody, you know, you would think it's a shark. You know, people act so crazy. But, you know, I try and tell them, you know, he's a rescue. He was used as a bait dog, you know, blah, 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 blah. And some people are cool with it. And some people, I've had people tell me to kill him.
Oh, my
what?
Goodness.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's
mm-hmm. not right. It's a lack of education, obviously.
They're lovable.
Oh, yeah.
They're gentle giants. You know,
yeah.
it's the baby.
He is a big baby. Exactly. Exactly.
Most of them are. They're big babies.
The other thing I wanted to talk about is one of the issues that I think people are experiencing, especially, you know, us advocates, is we need to collaborate with our people, with law enforcement, with animal control, with the congressmen,
yes,
with the veterinarians. We need to all be a team. Way back when I was a sexual assault advocate, we were part of a team. There was a person for every part. And
yes,
unfortunately, you know, the police would kind of be like, oh my God, you're an advocate. You know, you're a tree hugger. You're not, you know, you're going to just stand in the way of everything. And no, that's not how a true advocate works. You get more flies with honey.
Right.
So,
you have to be an asset,
you know,
not a hindrance.
Yes, exactly. And it took me a long time to get the law enforcement to understand that I wasn't there to make their job worse. I was there to make it better.
Better. Yeah. That's a very important.
So I think I cannot stress that enough. And I think that may be my calling, Jennifer.
Awesome.
to try and work, you know, with a team collaboratively and helping them to understand why this is so important. Because a lot of times, you know, animal control, they're looked at as bad guys. The law enforcement is looked at as the bad guys. And, you know, we need to try and bring them around. And,
well,
cause, you know,
because often they're overloaded. I mean, literally,
yes,
I've heard like a whole county will have like one officer. It's like, how
mm-hmm.
do you like physically, you can't cover all the issues happening in that
exactly.
length of time, you know? And so with doing what you're talking about and being a link, a connection, you know, between law enforcement and we, if we're able to volunteer and do these kind of things, we can help be a stepping stone and fill in the gaps that often occur because they're understaffed, undermanned, and need that middle man kind of thing where we can step in and help with that.
Exactly. And, you know, they will start calling us when stuff happens. They'll start calling us and go, hey, this is going on. You know, we're going to go out there. Do you want to, you know, you don't want to come with? And you know, I can't tell you how many times my officers asked me to go on ride-alongs with them because they were going to some horrible scene and they needed an advocate there. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, we
That's
were
awesome.
The ones that we're going to, you know, we're going to make sure that the person gets a warm blanket and a drink of water and all of that stuff. And knowing that they have someone in their corner, and that's what we want to be for law enforcement and animal control. We want to be able to help them.
Exactly. No,
that's
exactly right.
Right.
It is very important because, yeah, I mean, it literally, that's so often the issue. And that's often
mm-hmm.
when people get upset, like, oh, well, I called animal control and like, they never came. Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we as citizens, like Debbie was saying earlier, you know, always blow the whistle on animal abuse. You know, if you see it going on,
mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know, often you might be calling and they might be in the middle of another situation, you know, that
right.
they may not be able to come right then. So it's not always 100%, you know, really justified to always to be screaming at the animal control, you
well,
know, or law enforcement.
Exactly, and they have no, you know, you have no idea what they're doing before you called
right.
them. It's not like they're just sitting in their office going, you know what, I am waiting for a call from Jennifer or Lisa, and I will be right there.
Yeah, yes. Well, and so, you know, if when they, a lot of them have these heavy workloads, it does take us as advocates to be those squeaky wheels and keep calling. And, you know, you
mm-hmm.
may have to pester them multiple times so that doesn't get put in the bottom of the pile. So,
right.
you know, just
right.
like.
Yeah, and they'll you know, of course they're going to see other things as, you know, taking precedence, like, you know, stabbings or, you know, something else. But, you know, to me, you know, it's still a life
exactly.
and we still
Everyone's
need to protect
important.
It. And that's,
yes.
yeah, that's our job. That's our job as humans. We're supposed to help other people, help other beings, not hurt them. So it's hard sometimes to for us to understand it, and I think it's hard sometimes for law enforcement to see it the way we do, because, you know, we're all crazy animal lovers, and it's, you know, it's just...
Well, too often it's easy to get complacent, you know, because if when they do see this all the time, they do see the cruelty. I think, unfortunately, I can understand to a degree where some jaded, you know, outlook can happen to someone when you're witnessing this horrific, these scenes and this cruelty on a daily basis. You kind of have to protect yourself. You kind of build up a scar, and that's that jaded. You it's
right.
You know, what do you do? And you know, it's a protection.
Right, and you become, you say you're one of those people that say, oh, you know what, I can't help this one. I need to go over here where, you know, something immediate is going on, and they, you know, they just, like you said, they bury it. So it's, you know, yeah, you got to, you do, you got to be that squeaky wheel and help them to understand that it is important.
Yes, and you can't always expect them to have all the laws memorized and the different codes and things. When we were when we were patrolling parking lots for dogs and hot cars with our rescue, when the sheriff went up to write the citation for the husky that was in the vehicle, on the back of the flyer we had our penal code printed, and he's like, oh, hey, like, do you have that handy? I've never written up one of these tickets before.
Oh my God,
you know, I don't have, I need
that
code, so yeah, that would be great. So you can't always expect him to, you know, to have the different laws and codes. So you really have to help often to train the law enforcement or remind or clue in law enforcement to these different laws or ordinances. And not
because you're, like you said, there are so many of them. And even though, you know, we specialize in one area, there's all kinds of other stuff that, you know, they have to remember, and, you know, what they can and can't arrest for and things like that. And it, which to me is just crazy. I think if, you know, you catch somebody dogfighting, boom, they go away. That should be no problem.
Right.
But,
well, and,
you know.
Well, and speaking with that, I kind of wanted to throw in there, too, is that before I came on with the anti-dogfighting campaign, I kind of, I got a group going on Facebook called Canine Unchained USA. So I invite any anti-chaining warriors, if you're passionate about this issue as well, and I like to use it as kind of a central point for anyone in the country to, like, share stories, join, share stories, because sometimes I've seen where people jump on there, okay, where is this going on? What's the law enforcement's number? Let's pummel them with phone calls and try to see if we can, you know, work to help this dog. So it's kind of a central point for chain dogs. It's mainly specific for dogs, chain dogs in distress, in trouble. And also, I'm constantly popping in and sharing news stories and that come up on ordinances passing anywhere in any state, and encouraging anyone in the group, say, hey, if there is no anti-chaining or you know, anti-tethering legislation in your area, in your county, you know, constantly trying to share information in the file area there. There's documents. There's different things that you can use, particularly like the letters. I also actually, too, I used Google Earth and went throughout kind of lower income areas in the California area and Sacramento area, and took screenshots of many different dogs in yards. They had pen yards, but often with these ordinances, you get roadblocks that come up. Well, it's a limited income thing. You know, don't pick those that have limited income. And I'm like, well, check this out. Right over here, we have a statewide 3-hour and a 24-hour limit, which is what we're going to work at, no unattended, in California, and then work our way, you know, nationally. But so it needs upgrading. But with that, I have photographic evidence right here that for the last decade, California has had the 3-hour and 24-hour tether limit in place. So people have adjusted. they've adjusted, and not that you'll never find a dog, but they, you know, they're obviously in violation. But if California can do that in this state, nation, you know, statewide, so can, you know, Virginia, so can Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
exactly.
can get this done. We are the United States. So let's unite in this issue. And instead of keeping to reinvent the wheel over and over again, take what's working. That's what just blows
right.
my mind. I just hang my head going, ugh, take what's working and use that template to pass other areas. Take that information. So I encourage people to take this template, take this ordinance. This is a good ordinance. Grab it, run with it in your area, and push to get it passed in your area. So, you know, the excuse of, well, limited income, they have to chain their dogs. No, they don't. Limited
no,
income
they don't.
Is no excuse for abuse. It's not. I grew
exactly.
up wanting a pony. You know what? I never got a pony because we couldn't afford
a
pasture. Well, lucky you.
I know.
But we never could. So I didn't chain the pony in the backyard because we had no, you know, paddock to put him in and
mm-hmm.
make it sit in one spot and hardly feed it and skin and bones. You just, you know, logic.
Exactly. And not only that, but also too, you know, with the ordinance, if people need tips on what to do, how to make the change, because let's face it, not everybody understands legislation. Not everybody understands something,
right.
you know, like that. And so, you know, that would be where, you know, our little group could be, you know, hi, we're here to help you. What do you need?
Right. Have an anti-tethering kit, because the Humane Society does have a pretty thorough anti-tethering kit with a lot of good tips.
Mm-hmm.
And I often share that as well. And another component is we're wanting to the campaign, it's when we get to that point, is to address the education part of it, is to create humane
mm-hmm.
packets and get them in schools. Because in a lot of these states, it's a cultural thing. It's like
right.
so deeply ingrained. It's what grandma did, what grandmas did, and we've been doing
mm-hmm.
it for, you know, decades. But we need to change that thought process on what
mm-hmm.
is acceptable treatment of our animals, and we need to get in the schools. Really need to get
right.
in the schools along with the
oh,
whole.
Yes.
I totally couldn't agree more.
Yep, and ladies, we got less than just a little bit more than 2 minutes. I want to thank you, Jennifer, for coming on tonight, and your Animal Warrior sister, and rocking the airways again, and you too, Lisa. And looking
thank you,
forward
Lisa.
To having
Thanks
you
for
come
on.
Back. You know, and
thank
I
you guys.
And I wanted to give the Pit Bull Advocate on Facebook a big thank you for helping promote the show tonight too, and they have been Patrick
yes.
Bowler and Diane Lynn Echo. They're both former guests. See how many people come together, you know, just coming on this show, and it just, it's a chain reaction. And the Pit Bull Advocate is also on the Bog Talk Radio with Patrick Bowler being the, you know, the host and the producer, and also Diane Lynn Elko, she's the co-host and helps produce. Thank you, Diane. She's listening tonight. And it's just teamwork. So a big thank you to the Pit Bull Advocate. You know, I tell them there's Mary Swagger. She's the watchdog Mary. I tell her I'm Pit Bull Debbie. You know, I said, you know, help ban dog fighting and you know, chaining, BSL. And, you know, get to get out there and help them. They cannot fight for themselves. And my name is Pitbull Debbie, and I approve this message. So, you know, do your part, everybody. Woof, woof.
Another
the
really
louder
awesome
you
piece.
Bark, the more you're heard. But thank you.
Another really awesome.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I was saying another really awesome piece, really fast before we wrap up. Wanted to say I was very excited and giving shout outs and kudos to Donna Hughes, the singer
yes.
songwriter for Dog on a 10-Foot Chain and One Less Dog in the Cold, Heartbreaking Songs. She is going to collaborate with us. We're going to promote her petition, and she's going to help us with the survey as well. So I'm super excited to have talked with her and she's with her little doggy getting surgery today. But we're aww. So hopefully Bingo's doing well. But thanks, Donna. I'm giving a shout out for her as well.
Yeah,
so excited
thank
to work
you,
with her.
She lets me, you know, use a couple of her songs, "Dong" on the 10-foot chain and "Harry and Mara." You know, him also.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, I am.
Oh, grab it.
But everybody, thanks for tuning in. All shows are recorded live, so this show will be downloaded like a half hour, and you could listen to it. And please share it and keep the word going. You know, spread the word, help the animals out. This show's on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Every Thursday,
thanks,
everybody.
Debbie.
So thank you for
and we need volunteers.
In. Yes. And
yes.
Visit the PPJ
thank you so much, Debbie.
Net online. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in.
Thanks,
have a
Lisa.
Nice
thanks,
and peaceful
Debbie.
Evening. And may God bless you all. Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land.
Yay.
Night-night, everybody.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa
thank
and Jennifer.
You.
The
thanks,
audience.
Lisa and Debbie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.